Britons are right now waking to the presence in their land of US President Donald Trump. He's begun a three-day official state visit. John Rentoul is Chief Political Commentator for The Independent and joins us via Skype. John, welcome.
Hello there.
The controversy began before Donald Trump had even left the plane, tweeting about Sadiq Khan, the London mayor, that he's a stone-cold loser.
I know. I mean, it's just incredible, his ability to start a fight. And Sadiq Khan has already responded in kind, calling it childish insults. Sadiq Khan will be absolutely delighted privately because, I mean, that is a huge boost to his campaign for re-election as London mayor next year because, Donald Trump is not a popular president in the UK and especially not in London. He's insulted London several times. In fact, yes. when Boris Johnson, his favoured candidate for prime minister, when Boris was mayor of London, he had spats with Donald Trump as well because Donald Trump talked about no-go areas in London, which obviously Boris Johnson didn't take too kindly to.
Will they have patched that up? Do you think will he meet with Boris Johnson?
Have? Yeah, no, I mean, he goes around saying what a great guy Boris Johnson is and what a good prime minister he would make. I mean, he said it before, he said it last year, but he's repeated it again just on the eve of his arrival today, which caused, huge upset and controversy in the British press the weekend.
Will he patch it up, do you think, with Her Majesty the Queen? I mean, last time he breached protocol by turning his back on the Queen and walking in front of her.
Well, I think the Queen's used to this kind of nonsense. I mean, she just has to sort of smile and wave. Who knows what she thinks privately? That gives British journalists an endless source of copy
because they can really always write.
the Queen is believed to believe privately, blah blah blah. But of course, nobody knows. I mean, he is trouble and controversy, and he's good copy. But I think most people in this country are pretty annoyed with the way he carries on.
Well, he's made for those situations, of course. I mean, there's a state dinner with Her Majesty. He's having afternoon tea, I believe, with the Prince of Wales. I mean,
this afternoon.
These are protocol situations just made to self-destruct.
Well, exactly. And if he says anything for the cameras, then it'll be something controversial. He's doing a joint press conference with Theresa May tomorrow afternoon, which will be another sort of really embarrassing sort of cringe-making occasion. They had one of those last year, where Theresa May had to slightly contradict him in public on the benefits of immigration in the UK. But he will no doubt lecture her on how she should have handled Brexit differently. And if he'd been in charge, it would all have worked extremely well.
Well, she can just let that run now. I mean, there's nothing left to play for.
Well, that's my fantasy, is that, because she doesn't have to face the voters again, she'll just say what she thinks, which would probably be quite refreshing. Her views are probably boringly conventional, which is that we have to get on with the United States. They're a very important partner, and whoever the president of the United States is, it's her job to get on with him. But, I mean, his lectures about how she should have handled Brexit are really pretty offensive. I mean, there's been talk about interfering in another party, another country's politics.
Yes, that's fairly high-handed.
Yeah, I mean, that goes down very, very badly here. But, I mean, of course, it plays into the Brexit divide in this country. I mean, obviously...
John, thank you. Time is against us. John Rentoul from The Independent, and the Trump balloon is flying over London because the president is there.